In 1998, two Mormon missionaries, including one from Oregon, were kidnapped in Russia. Their dramatic tale is now the subject of a movie that's setting box office records in a specific genre this fall. Though, as Jessica Robinson reports, it's possible you've never heard of the movie.
Andrew Probst vividly remembers the moment of the kidnapping.
I looked up and the big Russian guy in a ski mask, he ran the slide on his 9mm, stuck at my face and, you know, said, "Don't effing move," basically.
Probst was from Lebanon, Oregon. He now lives in Meridian, Idaho. The movie version of what he and fellow missionary Travis Tuttle went through is now getting major buzz in Christian cinema circles. It's called The Saratov Approach.
It's probably not the best idea to antagonize the guys with the guns.
Since opening in October in Utah, the movie has earned more than $1 million at the box office, and it's reached that mark faster than any other Mormon movie ever has. It's a specialized market, to be sure, but director Garrett Batty says he tried not to make the movie overtly Mormon.
My goal was to make a film that people would want to see because it's an amazing story, not because they have an obligation to support Christian films or anything like that.
With the help of social media, the movie is opened in theaters across southern Idaho, including Boise, and in Ontario, Oregon. Batty says it's due to open in theaters elsewhere in Oregon and in Washington and California this January. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.